I tell people all the time, I look at the staff that we've assembled here, and there is no way I am smart enough or strategic enough to assemble this staff. Most of the people on our staff, when I hired them, I thought, they'll be all right. And they've been fantastic. I tell various members of our staff all the time, I cannot believe I get to serve with you. I don't know how it happened, but it happened. The theological term for this is providence. Providence is the most frequent manifestation of the sovereignty of God. When most of us hear sovereignty of God, we think miraculous. That's that violates the normal laws of nature, water to wine and the sea parting. That is a demonstration of the sovereignty of God, and yet those demonstrations are less frequent than the providence of God. The providence of God is how God works all things in such a way that He doesn't violate the normal laws of nature, and yet He still brings about His purpose. The providential sovereignty of God, we can see with people nailing Jesus to a cross, mocking Him, repudiating Him as a criminal. And yet, what they were doing would mean the salvation of His people. It didn't violate the laws of nature for them to nail Him to the cross, and yet God was providentially bringing about something bigger than what any of them could have ever known. Now, it was vindicated by the miraculous resurrection of the dead. But God is providentially at work in our lives, displaying His sovereignty all of the time. And the Bible calls for us to take on a worldview that believes that God is at work. When we believe that God is at work and God is sovereign and providentially at work among us, then we don't have to know everything. What we are to do is just simply take another step in the direction of faithfulness. We just do the next thing. We don't have to know where it's going to land, because if we were able to map out where it would land, what we would map out would be pathetic compared to what God does. I remind you often, and I'm going to keep reminding you, that if everything in your life had happened exactly the way you wanted it to happen, you would have destroyed your life.